It is the first Friday of April, and that means it's time for the plant rant, brought to you by still by Baker Orchard.
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, they're up for renewal in June, but I have faith they'll
good
continue to support this amazing season. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. We've made it through the equinox. Beltane's going to be just around the corner. People are celebrating Easter on Sunday. And today we have the Good Witch. Jess is here with us. And she is going to be part this, reminding everyone, tomorrow is the Wisconsin Maple Farm Tour. And if anyone wants more information about that, they can listen to our March. Can you believe it's already the first Friday of April? I feel like we were just here with Bill and John live at the Maple, you know, in the woods. And here we are. So we have the Good Witch. Jess is here. And Jess, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
And you are going to be part of the Maple Farm Tour set up at Sea Orchard tomorrow.
Yep, from 9 to 4.
Oh, from 9 to 4. And is that the, Debbie, is that the time of the farm? Is every, because I feel like Morley's is going to be at like 8 in the morning or something.
It's officially 9 to 4. You can go to maplefarmtour.com and see all the farms that are participating. Some of them are open a little earlier and a little later, but 9 to 4 is the official time. But it's the Northwest Wisconsin Annual Maple Farm Tour. It's the first Saturday in April to mark our time as a region, a welcome into spring. And get out. It's a one-time opportunity to see behind the scenes of some of these sugar shacks. Some of them are just mom and pop. At the fire, evaporating their sap into syrup, and others are larger like Morley's. So come on out. It's free, family friendly. There's snacks and treats at the different establishments and then vendors like the Good Witch at the Orchard.
Yeah, so good morning. So the Good Witch, how did you get started? Tell people about your products. So you're going to be at the Orchard tomorrow. Showing off your wares that you create.
Yeah, this is my second year with Bill at Zoo Orchard. And typically for the Maple Farm Tour, since I'm inside, I will just have soaps and candles, and I might bring a few photography prints because I do that as well. And everything that I make is completely natural, done in small batches. And I'm also introducing a new soap with Bill's maple syrup.
Oh.
Which I thought was really cool.
Oh, it is very cool. I haven't heard of maple soap before. I'm excited to try it.
Well, that was kind of happenstance, but also very well-timed, right, that you wound
up
with.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I came up with the idea, I messaged Bill right away, and I was like, Bill, I just made soap with your syrup. And he said he was really excited to try it. So, I'm looking forward to bringing in that for him.
Yeah, that's such a great tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, so Jess had, was managing Wanderoos, UW, and we kind of paid homage last month to the loss of the building there with the fire, and you were using his maple syrup in recipes at Wanderoos, too.
Yeah, for our breakfast, it was always Z Orchard maple syrup that we served.
And isn't that the best part of our community? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we have all this great syrup, and then you go and you're going to have some thick corn syrup poured on your stuff. So how great that you were offering the good syrup at the breakfast there. So how did you get into, so you make candles and soaps and use natural products in them. How did you get started or get interested in doing that?
I'm originally from the cities. I used to own my own brick and mortar store there, and I took some classes on natural skincare, which led me down a whole rabbit hole of how toxic a lot of the products that we use that are for sale in the stores are. And so I started developing my own product line. This was probably over a decade ago. And started selling them through my store and through other wellness centers. And then when I moved out here, I just continued that.
I love it. And that's, I'm totally with you. First of all, sustainable packaging. So much of our soaps and products come in plastic containers. You're shipping water around that doesn't need to be shipped. And then, you know, all the sodium lauryl sulfate and all these chemicals that are in our, you know, shampoos and soaps. And so good for you. I love that. That just,
thank you.
Such a good thing to be promoting and part of what hosting Plant Rant is to give people information and show them different options that are out there.
I was on your website, and your products are wildly popular, and social media, you have a really wonderful following, and you're posting updates, and that was so interesting. But something that I think is really wonderful about your products too is, like you said, they're natural, they're local, but they're also astonishingly beautiful. Your photography of your pieces. And for the opportunity to go out tomorrow in our community, you can meet the people making your syrup, you can meet who's picking your apples, but now you can meet who's making your soap. And I think that's something really special about having a small community.
Yeah.
Do you use other plants in some of your products?
So I use only natural pure essential oils. The brand I typically stick with and have stuck with for so long is Plant Therapy. Like I said, everything that I use is 100% natural, stuff that you could even find in your own kitchen. So, and then when I decorate, like you're talking about, like the candles and how pretty those are. So I use real dried herbs. Some of them I even grow in my own garden organically.
Oh.
So it's pretty neat.
They would make such beautiful gifts too.
Yeah.
And just buy a lot for yourself as well.
Yes, amen to that. We all need to treat our own selves. And with your, and candles too, you know, we talked about how you realized how many toxins and things are in our soap and our body care, but I don't think people realize that a lot of the candles that are out there that you're buying at the store, there is, that smoke that's being emitted out of those is not good for you, and the wax that's being used isn't good. And so
candles are made with a blend of coconut and soy wax, and then I also throw in coconut oil, which helps give the scent more throw. And the difference between store-bought candles and my candles, not only is the wax that's used, because most of the time those cheap candles in the stores are made with paraffin and wax, but they also use fragrance oils, and fragrance oils are lab-created oils that can be extremely toxic and cause all kinds of issues, from migraines to cancer and many other things. So that's why I stick with the natural plant-based.
So when you're scenting your candles, you're using the essential oils.
Yep.
Yeah, and people have to watch for that. I mean, so many... It's you have to be really careful with aromatherapy, and even with natural aromatherapy products, you still have to be careful, because many of them can still be toxins. That's why we can use them as cleaners and things like that. Mm-hmm. So people always think, oh, everything is safe, but you really want to have a trained aromatherapist or someone who's really done their research.
Which I am.
Good for you.
I am a certified aromatherapist. That was another course that I did take. So
see, and that's so important, because just because you can make something, and fragrance oils, I look for that when you go and you're buying a room spray or some of the soaps, and even some of like people making the lip balms. It's a fragrance oil is not the same as using a pure essential oil and having someone who's trained and knows how to use them safely and dilution and ratios.
Also, these companies, it's not regulated like by the FDA in a way that, like, since they're considered a trade secret when they develop their fragrances, they legally do not have to list the ingredients.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I want to know what's in there. And some people I know will be like, oh, it's a proprietary blend. Well, what if somebody has an allergy to something? I mean, to have... I can't think of the word, but to show what's in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited that you mentioned you grow here on Plant Rant. You grow some of your ingredients too. Can you share some of those plants that you're going to grow this summer?
Well, I always grow lavender, lemon balm, chamomile. I grow, you know, all the basic herbs that you'd have in your kitchen, like rosemary, tarragon, oregano. So I have quite a collection of herbs.
I'm really interested in native plants. So of course the next question is, are you foraging for any native plants or grow some native plants?
No, I keep it all just
at your garden. Yeah. I'll hook you up with some cultivated natives this year to put in your garden.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, I even harvest some of my Carolina roses or my peonies, and I make jelly.
Those are
edible flowers. So are the lilacs, so I'll make like lilac syrup. And
we have three native roses, just saying. So
roses are edible, so.
I think we have like a whole other program coming up to talk about that. And you know, and I'm always curious about that. And I've seen some people at the farmer's market selling like the peony jelly and the lavender, or the lilac jelly. And I was just, even like lavender tea seems weird to me. Like that real strong floral.
I make lavender syrup and then you make lavender lemonade.
What?
Oh my gosh. Me and my kids are like addicted to it. It's so good.
Is it difficult?
Not at all.
Yeah, so tell us more.
It's just like making a tea. You're infusing the lavender flowers into the water and then adding a bunch of sugar, equal parts water and sugar.
Sure.
And you have your lavender syrup and you just strain it out.
And you're using the flower part of the lavender, not the leaf.
The leaf I use, and I'll make a tea for bath teas.
Oh. Will you, do you sell those too?
I do.
Okay. Will you have any of those tomorrow at the Northwest Wisconsin Farm Tour? Oh, good.
So I don't have a lilac bush, but my neighbor does.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be an inconspicuous amount of lilac flowers I would need?
No, you know, you'd only need a couple of bushels that you'd trim.
Okay.
And because you only need like about 2 cups of the flowers.
Oh,
you
really?
Just want to make sure it's just the flowers and not any of the green part, or it'll be very bitter.
Oh, okay.
So you want to really, you want to cut your bloom and then really just hand pick each.
Every single flower, which is something me and my kids will do together. And then we'll either make a syrup or we'll make pretty little lilac sugar cookies.
Oh my goodness. With the flour in it and the cookie then?
Yeah.
Because you can eat the flour.
Yep.
Okay, and now with the peony blooms. So you can make the jelly, but can you like, and I know with roses, like my friend's daughter used to just like eat the roses off the wild rose bushes, but can you eat a peony petal?
You can, technically, yeah. Absolutely.
And then when you make the jelly, you're kind of...
You're doing the same thing. You're just infusing it into the water and then turning it into jelly with some pectin and lemon juice.
Can I do this with dandelions?
Oh. Absolutely. I make dandelion honey every year.
Ooh, dandelion honey.
Mm-hmm.
And with the honey, does that kind of get the bitterness? You know, dandelions, I mean, every part of that plant is edible. The leaf, the root.
You
but, like,
the
root can be so bitter.
For the
honey.
And it's not bitter at all. It actually tastes like honey. And it's your vegan alternative for honey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It will be much easier for me to obtain dandelions.
And my kid was great. I mean, as a kid, he would just pluck those things and just eat them out of the ground right away.
Yeah.
And I always loved that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are you using? Are you using sugar then to sweeten with the dandelion honey?
Yeah.
What's the process?
I just use sugar for that,
But it's not, without the pectin, it's not gelling like a,
no,
a gel?
No, instead it's just lemon juice, so you get a little bit of natural pectin that just kind of thickens up and you reduce it to the consistency that you want it to be.
So kind of a simple syrup type process, but with the dandelions. And then you're straining straining out the plant parts?
Yep.
Wow, see, this is what I love. I, you know, I come into this, I'm like, oh, Jess, the good witch, she's going to be on the farm tour. We should have her on. And I know it's like when Sam came on about the buckthorn, you know, it's like all this knowledge, and that's what's so fun about this. Like, wow, you do all these cool things and all these great things with plants. And
well, my favorite is flowers. Like, I love edible flowers. They're just so fun, and they're so pretty, and they make pretty products, and they taste good, too. People are always like, ew. And I'm like, no, they're great. I mean, don't you drink tea? Most tea is made of flowers.
Apart from tea, are you preserving any flowers to eat throughout the year? Or is it mostly a seasonal?
I usually go through them too quick.
Oh, huh.
And so what other, I want to talk, if you don't mind, I know we're kind of straying from your products, but like, so for edible flowers, like I know, you know, you can eat pansies and nasturtium. People are popular and...
Hibiscus.
I had an iguana and hibiscus flowers, and dandelion flowers were like his favorite. Like, I would give them off my plants and come. Yeah, he would chow those down. But I haven't tried. Like, I've eaten dandelion flowers and some of the pansies and nasturtium, but I haven't eaten the hibiscus.
And we don't want to go to the greenhouse and just buy a pansy and eat it.
No, absolutely
not. Can you talk about why?
Because usually they have pesticides on them. But if you can't grow the stuff yourself or you're not, then you can actually just order a lot of edible flowers. I like to use Anthony's Organics. They're available on Amazon.
Oh, that's good to know.
And you feel, you trust them and they've been good.
Yeah, 100%.
If you've been great. Buy, say, a pansy at a greenhouse or the supermarket and it's blooming and you let it go through a bloom cycle and it blooms again, would you feel confident eating that? Or are you concerned about...
No, because that's still within its system.
So the systemic pesticides and fertilizers we're using get into the plant. All right.
Well, and the violets, I mean, those, you know, the yellow and the purple violets are growing in our yards,
our
all over the place.
Violet,
so.
Yep,
so you can make violet jelly and violet syrup, too.
My grandma makes a violet cough syrup.
Nice.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't done the cough syrup, no.
I haven't tried it, because I haven't been sick, and I didn't.
Yay!
How am I into that this morning? How many into plants what? Did I steal? Yeah.
Keep your eyes out, folks. If you see Debbie, just don't worry. She's just going to take enough flowers to do just, you know, a few things.
I think I'm just excited for spring, and this weather has been so confusing this past month.
A little bit.
And with the farm tour tomorrow, we were driving yesterday, and we saw a column of what I thought was steam. And I said, oh, look, it's sap. And they're making syrup. And my friend said, well, it could be garbage. And that was disheartening because maybe it wasn't steam. It could have been smoke. So to have this tomorrow, I'm just really excited that it's not garbage. It is sap that we are having in the region.
Well, and yesterday was so pretty. Like,
oh, yeah.
We were leaving the house and I'm like, I got all my stuff in my bin for work and I'm setting it down. I'm like, oh, it's so pretty because everything was coated in ice. Everything looked magic.
Yeah.
I had to take photos and then the whole drive to work, I'm like, look at that. It's so pretty. Oh, look at these birch trees because everything was so gorgeous. Oh, speaking of birch, do you use any, you know, like there's the Betula nigra birch that has like the peppermint scent underneath the bark.
I haven't used any of that, but I have heard about it. And I've even heard like the birch syrup. I've tried that and that's pretty good. But no, I haven't, worked with it.
Okay, haven't explored doing it. Okay.
No.
And then with the maple syrup, was this the first time? So you normally would have used honey, and then you decided to go with the syrup because you had access.
Well, it's a natural humectant, which is what, you know, locks in the moisture and helps create your lather, all your bubbles and your soap. And so I just went from one sugar to a different sugar. So from honey to maple syrup.
Well, you know, and it's interesting you bring that up because I try to tell people, like, yes, there's the process of saponification, but they put things in our detergents, in our soaps, to make them bubble because we think soap needs to be bubbly. Soap doesn't need to be bubbly, but I love that you found things natural to make that lather because people do have it in their head
that it's
supposed to lather, that it's supposed to bubble.
But really, all soap is mostly it's oil.
Saponified fat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all oil-based. Like, you could actually just take coconut oil, a little baking soda, and some tea tree oil, mix that together, and that can be your face wash. And it'll help get rid of acne and blackheads and all that, too.
Well, yeah, or you add some frankincense or something. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Anti-aging. Yeah. Yeah.
You just said the word
saponification.
Yeah, the word of the day.
So that's the process of when you take your lye mixture, which is your water, or like I use coconut milk. You take that mixture and you mix it with your oil mixture, and that's that process, and it comes together and becomes thick like a pudding, and then through the process it develops and hardens.
Okay.
And that's where the word soap comes from, right? Is the process of saponifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then humectant too. Like, I didn't know this about syrup.
Mm-hmm. It's a sugar, and that's what creates the bubbles.
And but also holds the moisture.
The moisture
so
in your
like
skin.
The fat's gonna create the moisturization, but it's that humectant
that's
locking
it,
into your
Yeah.
Wow.
So the word humectant means.
I'm not really sure.
Does it have to do with moisture?
I think it's moisture.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we look? We like words. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to look up the word humectant. Well, and I know that, anyway, yes, humectant.
Are there any products coming up this year that you're excited to try or new plants that you're incorporating?
Not particular area. I've kind of dialed it down to where, you know, I have a few items and I stick with those items. They're just great products and they sell well and I'm not getting burnout.
Because there was
a time where I was making so many different things, including makeup even.
Wow.
That
it just got to be overwhelming. But so I dialed it down now to, you know, what I specialize in, and I'm just sticking with that.
I'm interested, though, in the makeup, because makeup is another one of those things that isn't, and I'm not promoting regulation of everything. I'm not in support of that. However, it isn't regulated, which means they can put putting anything into our makeup, and think of how much makeup you're putting it directly on your skin. You're putting it on your eyes, and so to have safe
and there are natural ways of making your own with minerals, like, you know, the product line Bare Minerals, but there's various minerals you can use and mix together and make your own. But it, you know, when you're coming down to like different colors, shades of color,
right,
it just, it's too much. So the furthest I go is lip balm. I'll make my own lip balms.
Okay.
But that's it. And sometimes I'll tint them, but
so humectant, I went to Merriam-Webster, a substance that promotes retention of moisture.
Oh, wait.
So, and there was a big, long AI thing, but I was, again, I'm going as, I like Merriam-Webster dictionary, I trust them.
Can you share with us your most popular products?
My soap.
What types?
The lavender, anything with lavender in it, people seem to be really drawn to. Anything with patchouli or frankincense. Those are like the three things people are automatically drawn to. And the second most popular item would be the candles. So that's why I really stick with those two items. Okay. And then I also make lotions, salves, balms, lip balms.
Well, and lotions are hard to make. So if you've mastered that, that's, I mean, it's easier to make a balm or a salve, but creams,
it's, yeah, you got to find that right balance of the wax and the butter and the water.
And you've mastered that, though. Is amazing. I didn't mean to interrupt. You were listening up the project. It's beyond the tea, and you meant we're saying teas as well.
Yep. I make my own teas, too.
And with the soaps, you said lavender is your most popular. Are you using lavender essential oil and the plant itself, like
sometimes
the flowers?
Actually,
or the...
I have the artisan line and the botanical line.
Oh.
The botanical line includes the flowers or clays or, you know, just extra additions within the soap. And then the artisan line is no additions.
So the botanical is more like, you know, they're physically seeing the plant material in the bar, which gives a little exfoliation and makes it pretty, too.
Yes.
But what a great option to have. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I've learned so much about you.
I know. This is great. I have no idea. And you said you dialed it down, but yet you still just listed, like, I don't know, a dozen products that you make and create. And
And your education and your passion for the products and for being part of the community. And you welcome people to come talk to you tomorrow at Z Orchard.
Oh, yeah.
Questions? Or?
I love it. I love being at Z Orchard. I did all of the events last year. I absolutely adore Bill. I think he is one of the greatest men ever. And I can say about the Maple Farm Tour, my favorite part about this one that I loved so much last year is I'm inside, so I actually get to listen to Bill talk.
Oh,
and you learn so much and see his passion for what he does, and it's just absolutely fascinating. I encourage anyone and everyone to go and just visit for yourself.
Yeah, and if people aren't available tomorrow to go to the Maple Farm Tour and don't get the chance to meet Bill, I think Bill and Lisa Kofakis are in the running for, like, who's been the most repeat offender on Plant Rant. Yeah. And I'm not sure who's in the lead. I'd have to look through the archives. But there are archives of the last several years. And Bill has been on multiple times, sometimes even like a couple months in a row. Because when he's done the Bee Farm Tour, we have him on. The Maple Farm Tour, we have him on. And just him and John were on last fall at the kickoff. John Baker from Baker Orchard. Thank you for sponsoring. I'm supposed to be mentioning that. No, but they've been on together at the kickoff to the last orchard season. And Bill is just, he's so knowledgeable And he's another one, like yourself, he's multifaceted. He's got kind of his hands into all different things. And
you can tell so he really, really loves what he does. And I'm just grateful that I not only met him, but that he includes me in this. Like, it's just so cool to be a part of. So, yeah.
Well, I know he's delighted to have you there. And I do like with this spring tour, a lot of the locations are going to be inside as well. So even if the weather is surprising tomorrow and weird like it was yesterday, feel free to get out and there'll be campfires going and different types of ways people are heating up their evaporators to turn that sap into syrup.
Well, that's the thing. You go on the evaporation room and you're going to be nice and steamy and warm. Mm-hmm. And now we know that that cooking of that syrup is going to probably moisturize our skin. Which after returning from Arizona and feeling like a lizard for the last almost 2 weeks, I probably could hang out in the cooking room for a while. I could benefit from some humectant.
Well, there's Lovey's Maple Syrup that's just down the road from Bill's Egg or Two, and they're a smaller operation. So if you're at Z Orchard, you can quickly go over there. And then there's two more locations in Luck and one in Cumberland as well. And each is going to be a different experience and different products. So go to one, go to all of them.
Bring your cooler so when you go to Cumberland, you can swing into Louie's and
oh, yeah. Stuff. And all of the Maple locations will have things for sale. The smaller ones, the mom and pop shops might not have the ability to take a credit card, so bring some cash.
Yes, bring cash is queen anyway.
Oh, yeah. And it really helps our small agricultural participants be able to keep doing what they're doing and open their doors to the public. And I think many, like Bill Zager, many of them would do it anyhow because they love it so much. But it really does help to support our agriculture in our region. And it is so exciting to buy a local. This was just in a tree and it could be on your table. So
it's so wild. And mm-hmm. we're so gifted. We have such a great area here and community and just the community and our environment, our resources that we have available to us.
And the change in seasons.
This yes.
Kickstarted with spring and then you're going to have your garden planted. You're going to be harvesting, making soap. It just keeps going.
Do you know of other vendors, Jess, that are going to be joining the Good Witch tomorrow?
There aren't.
Okay.
No.
You're it.
I'm the only one.
And actually, when I reached out to you, I was thinking I saw something on Facebook, but actually I'd stopped at Bill's to drop off some paperwork, and I saw your products on the counter in there, and I saw your card, and I grabbed it, and then I was like, oh, I bet you'd be a really fun guest on Planet. Like, this is above and beyond. I did not realize, because I've known you throughout, different places in the community, but I wasn't aware of how talented you are and how involved
and
with the plants.
The Good Witch actually just expanded, too. I know it's kind of different. It's called the Good Witch Marketing, so now it's all under one umbrella of my products, and I also do marketing and advertising, have my own print shop within my home.
Oh, good for you.
Cool.
Well, talk about that.
I do all of that. So.
We want to always support and promote.
Yeah.
So if people want to reach out to you and find your products if they're not able to go tomorrow, and your products are typically on sale sale at Z Orchard.
They are at Z Orchard, and then I have a website called thegoodwitchgirl.com. So.
And is your marketing under that umbrella as well? If someone did need some printing done or
they can reach me on the Good Witch Facebook page.
Okay.
That typically works because I'm still working on putting the marketing portion on the website because that's only been a month since I started that LLC. So
well, and it's beautiful. So Debbie got off the hook this month and did not need to do one of her great posts for Plant Rant because Justice went ahead and made one, and I saw it and I'm like, this is great, and it was beautiful, and I'm like, well, we're just gonna roll with this, and I was able to figure out how to put it on Facebook, which is really a good accomplishment for me. Hey. And get it out there.
Well, congratulations on starting a new business. It's
a big
undertaking and exciting.
It is. Yes. Very excited.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I feel like we've only scratched the surface. So when you get growing with your plants, and if you want to come on and talk.
People can order your product online, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, on your website.
On my website, you can order all my products on there. And then tomorrow, I like that you mentioned bring cash because I only take cash or Venmo, but the internet connection doesn't always work.
Oh, that's a good point.
People should definitely bring cash.
So go to the bank. Oh, it's Good Friday. Go to the cash machine. Dig out underneath your mattress where you've been hiding it. It'll be worthwhile.
Grab your flannel, your stocking hat, and maybe some hiking boots if you want to take a walk in any of the sugar bushes.
Oh, yeah. I bet walking in the woods would just be beautiful, too. Well, thank you, Debbie. Thanks, Dave. Thank you, Jess. So great to have you on. I want to talk more. I think we could do a whole show just on aromatherapy and her natural beauty products, and it's so important, so I love it. We are out of time. Next month, Sam Linder is going to be on. He was on earlier. We talked about buckthorn. We are going to have an interesting Beltane celebration. I think it's May 1st is the first Friday. And we will be celebrating Beltane and talking about some interesting plants and some ways you can use them when you're up to no good.
Oh, cliffhanger.
I know. All right, so tune in May, and thank you, Baker Orchard, and I hope everyone gets out, and maybe we'll run into you tomorrow exploring the Northwest Maple Farm Tour. Thank you, Jess, the good witch.
Thank you.
Spring.